You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in 1 Chronicles chapter 20, and we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. In the spring of the year, when kings normally go out to war, Joab led the Israelite army in successful attacks against the land of the Ammonites. In the process, he laid siege to the city of Rabbah, attacking and destroying it. However, David stayed behind in Jerusalem. Then David went to Rabbah and removed the crown from the king's head, and it was placed on his own head. The crown was made of gold and set with gems, and he found that it weighed 75 pounds. David took a vast amount of plunder from the city. He also made slaves of the people of Rabbah and forced them to labor with saws, iron picks, and iron axes. That is how David dealt with the people of all the Ammonite towns. Then David and all the army returned to Jerusalem. After this, war broke out with the Philistines at Gezer. As they fought, Sibekai from Hushah killed Saph, a descendant of the giants, and so the Philistines were subdued. During another battle with the Philistines, Elhanan, son of Jair, killed Lami, the brother of Goliath of Gath. The handle of Lami's spear was as thick as a weaver's beam. In another battle with the Philistines at Gath, they encountered a huge man with six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot, 24 in all, who was also a descendant of the giants. But when he defied and taunted Israel, he was killed by Jonathan, the son of David's brother Shimeah. These Philistines were descendants of the giants of Gath, but David and his warriors killed them. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word and for the privilege to be able to look at it each day. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, we see that you were empowering David and establishing his reign. And you were doing this because you are the God who fulfills promises. You had spoken this truth through Samuel. You had promised David that you would establish his reign. And you also promised David that one would eventually come who would be one of his sons to rule and to reign and to serve as king forever, whose throne would be established permanently. And Lord, we know that that is your son, Jesus Christ, who came as a descendant of David and fulfilled that promise. And Lord, we look forward to the ultimate aspects of that fulfillment, and we're grateful that through faith in Jesus Christ, we have the privilege of being part of his kingdom. Lord, we're grateful that you call us unto yourself, that you delight to designate us as your children, and that you are present with us in all circumstances. Lord, we're grateful for these realities, and we're grateful for your love, and we commit this day to your care, and thank you for your presence with us in it. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. Because the scripture we're looking at today is on the short side, just 8 verses, I wanted to take an extra moment to thank those of you who have taken the time to leave a rating or a review for this podcast on iTunes. It's been a blessing and a big help to us. And I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge some of you and just read some of the comments that you've made. JFKEM says that he was looking for a Bible reading that he could listen to while getting ready for the day, and he says, "I love these. One chapter so I can listen to only the chapter that applies to my Bible study for the day." And he says that the podcast keeps him engaged in the Word of God. So thanks for that kind review. APT342 has left several reviews, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe APT342 has been one of our earliest listeners, and thanks us for being faithful and persistent in sharing the Word of God each and every day. HopFCSP says, "Love it, a reading of the Scriptures and prayer." And we appreciate that feedback. And we also heard from Dean in St. Paul, and Dean says, "I listen to this podcast as I drive to work every day. It's a great way to start the day, listening to God's Word and praying along with Pastor Stonge at the end. This podcast is a blessing." Thanks, Dean. We appreciate the word of encouragement. And for those of you that are probably on your way to work listening to this podcast this morning, we hope that you have a wonderful day. Thanks again for listening. And thank you to those of you that have been leaving ratings and reviews for us on iTunes. It truly is helping us to connect with new listeners. We've been watching as people from new areas are finding the podcast because of your ratings and reviews and how that triggers iTunes algorithm. So thanks for what you're doing to help us spread the word. We appreciate it, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.